This is a podcast from thesamplecast.com.
The Samplecast.
Hi there, I'm your host Reuben Cornell and welcome to The Samplecast. Thanks so much for watching and listening. This is the very first episode of a weekly YouTube show and podcast. I've been doing months of prep for this, so I hope you like it. Let me explain how things are going to work. So every week I'll be doing the video show and showcasing sample libraries, plugins and soundware. This will cover new releases, old favourites, forgotten gems, cheap deals and freebies, all sorts of things like that. I'll also be giving out some tips and tricks and chatting to developers and other composers about what they're using to make music. The podcast, on the other hand, will be a longer show because I'll also be including demo tracks and audio examples to showcase what these libraries and plugins can do. The Samplecast show will have different segments each week depending on what exciting stuff is happening in sample soundware and plugins, and I'll also be adapting the show depending on what you guys want to see included. So send me your thoughts, you can get me via Twitter, Facebook, email, carrier pigeon, whatever you want. Don't forget to subscribe, like and do all that social media good stuff too. Let's share the love, that'd be really appreciated. So anyway, let's get into the show.
Roundup.
So let's get started with the first roundup, and you'll probably notice a theme in this very first edition of the Samplecast. There seems to be an awful lot of atmospheric sound modules and drone creators for Kontakt that have been coming out in the last couple of weeks. So we're going to cover some of those. Now the first one is Dronar Hybrid Module, which is by Gothic Instruments, and it's distributed exclusively by Time and Space. There'll be modules released over the next 2 years, but this is the first one, and it runs in Kontakt. It's an atmospheric sound generator with about 300 presets, and it runs in at 16 gigabytes of audio, which is compressed down to 8 gigs. The live strings here have been performed by the players from the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, and they sound really great, but obviously they've been mangled into soundscapes and drones. All you do is just press a single key or chord and you can get a really massive soundscape out of this instrument. Despite this, there's a really simple interface with just 6 main dials, so you can get some really epic sounds by just a little bit of tweaking and really not much effort at all. This Dronar demo is by composer Marianne Fisher and is called Shields Up. The next instrument I'll cover, which is also for Kontakt, is Evolution Modern Nylon by Orange Tree Samples. Now, I had a hand in the tutorial for this, and I have to say it was really fun to play with, and also just fantastically realistic sounding. It's discounted until March the 1st, so if you're super quick, you can get your hands on that discount. And what you've got here is a fantastic sounding acoustic classical guitar. There are presets, of course. Orange Tree Samples always do lots of presets for their guitars, which kind of mangle the sound up and use the effects rack, making it useful for lots of different kind of projects and genres. You've got over 5 gigs of uncompressed samples and all the articulations you'll be familiar with from the Orange Tree Samples stable, so sustains, palm mutes, string slaps, body hits and effects at the top end of the keyboard, that kind of thing. You've also got legato for strums and hammer-ons, slides, pull-offs, that sort of thing. The engine is actually so similar to Orange Tree Samples' other guitar libraries, so if you're familiar with one of those, or maybe you've picked up one of the previous ones, then you'll be able to dive straight in. There'll be no learning curve at all. On the other hand, if you are new to Orange Tree Samples, you should be able to pick it up. It's pretty easy to get a handle on, and as I say, I actually did the tutorial video for this, so hopefully that's helpful to you. This is a track by Scott Yarny called Nylon Stockings. In this section of the show, I want to highlight some free plugins or samples that I think are really useful. This one's been around for ages, it's Isotope Vinyl, but the reason I'm including it this week is because it's just been re-released in its 64-bit format. That means that it'll run in all modern DAWs, all modern operating systems, shouldn't have any problems, and you won't need to use the dreaded 32-bit bridge. With the 64-bit version, there's also a spin-down function, so that you can emulate what happens when your vinyl deck is turned off. For those who've never tried vinyl, this is exactly how it works. It basically emulates the dust, mechanical noise, wear, warp, and acoustic properties of old vinyl records. And you can choose the different year that you want to emulate and adjust all of those properties. So let's have a play. See how well that works on a sort of traditional piece of music, but it can be also used to dusty up vocals and give a little bit of bite and edge to things as well. This is just a news broadcast that's been taken off the TV.
For Ukraine, I mean, if you look at the Financial Times, they say the upsurge of violence there has taken the protests to a new level, and I've spent a lot of time in Kiev over the last few months. It's very clear that now...
Get a sort of old gramophone effect.
...political accommodation. But beyond that, it needs to move forward on the economy. I mean, the EBRD is the biggest single foreign investor in Ukraine. We
can make even that boring financial information sound more interesting. So that's Isotope Vinyl, you can pick that up from their website. I do also want to mention that whilst you're there, it's worth having a look at their delay plugin, DDLY Dynamic Delay. This is actually also free at the moment. I'm not sure how long that's going to last for, but pick it up while you can.
We know the country very well. We've just produced a transition report which talks about countries being stuck in transition, countries that have not really progressed the way they should have done.
The Big Review.
This week's main review is Atmosphere and Audio Landscape Creator Eris by Composers Tools. It's one massive 15GB patch for Kontakt, and I've been experimenting with it for a few days, so here are my thoughts. First off, I love the overall look of the interface, and the animations are pretty cool. The atmospheres are comprised of three main modules, each of which has 25 different sounds. There is a randomization function on the interface. The randomization is cool, but if you want quick inspiration, the 2 to 3 second delay here whilst the interface plays the randomization animation is a little bit unnecessary, I think. You can use the XY pad to mix between the three modules and also randomize the automated curves, which blend between the modules, or you can draw them on yourself. Let's hear Eris featured in a track by Luigi De Guida called Disturbing Deja Vu. There's a whole host of effects that you can add and adjust. The formant unit is especially great for manipulating the sound. There are ADSR controls, which were a bit fiddly to find at first. They're actually the knobs around the side of the main pad. The controls for octave up and down are also pretty well hidden, to be honest. The sounds you get out of Eris are really great, and using the randomization, you'd never get the same thing twice. So I'd say Eris really fits this purpose well and provides otherworldly, evolving soundscapes with ease. I'd have liked a bit more intuitive interface, as I know there are people out there who don't read manuals, but with a bit of poking about, it's easy to get your head around it.
Bargain VST.
This is the section of the show where we take a look at some bargain soundware and sample libraries. We're calling it Bargain VST. That's because there's a Twitter handle also called that. So search for that at Bargain VST, where I send out lots of information every week about cheapo soundware libraries. So the first one we're going with is Granulate, which has been developed by Will Bedford. Now, this is £25, although you can pick up a free legacy version on vstbuzz.com. Now, the free version has been downloaded about 4,000 times, which is a big success, and it's helped Will develop the paid for version. So you can head over and get the paid version for £25. And there's new features there like tempo syncing. You can import your own waveforms into Granulate, even from sample libraries that are encoded in the Kontakt NCW format, and you can rip them apart with the Granular Synthesis engine. So lots of fun to be had there. This track called Can't Sleep from Andrew Overfield demonstrates Granulate really successfully. Thank you.
online at thesamplecast.com.
Next up, a pack called Stigma from Sample Tracks. Now, this is all about vocal ambiences and atmospheres. It runs in Kontakt, the full version only, and costs €32. You've got about 2.6 gigs of content there. I actually had hands-on with this library. It was really fun, but the only thing about it is that you're looking at loading a lot of different Kontakt patches to preview the instruments. It would have been really good if there's one preview patch to actually go through every single thing without having to load and reload. That said, the patches are extraordinary. We've got some brilliant tones and drones and atmospheres, all based on melodic vocal sorts of sounds. So that's definitely worth checking out. My last pick for the week is Soft Focus Future R&B Loops from Mode Audio. This runs at about £18. At the moment, there's a 3-for-2 offer on at Mode Audio, so snap that up if you fancy any other packs. The loops that are included are mostly in the sort of modern R&B vibe, and they're available for Apple Loops, WAV, Rex 2, Reason Refill, and Ableton Live 9, which also includes some projects, so they're quite useful. You've got 419 loops, drums, synths, guitars, music loops, that kind of thing. And the loops are pretty much seamless, which is absolutely great. But aside from that, I did really like the separate tail samples which are included, and you can bolt those onto the ends of the loops to create realistic endings to the phrases. You've got 67 individual drum samples, 808 sounds and that sort of thing. Really modern cutting edge R&B with a bit of an analog twist. And you can load those into your soft synth or your sampler, whatever you want to do. There's also some bonus loops, 120 MIDI loops for dragging and dropping into your own door. Here's a little taster. So there was so much good stuff out this week that I've got to do another roundup. So here's the second one. Starting off with an instrument for Kontakt, it's Blendstrument by HDO. I did mention before that there was a lot of drone and atmospheres on this particular edition of the Samplecast, and here's another one. Now here you've got 11 gigabytes of blendable instruments, and these can be randomised at the click of a button. They've recorded a lot of different phrases and they've been mangled through effects engines, and what you can basically get is the kind of underscoring pulses and drones and atmospheres very, very quickly with this. Everything from kind of horror sounding to angelic ambiences and everything in between. They also say that you can get some really good kind of EDM drums out of this instrument. This is another one of those instruments which is discounted again until the 1st of March, so be quick if you want to pick that up. This is one of the official demos of Blendstrument by Valentin Boomers.
tweet us at The Samplecast.
Next up, something that I've been working with Chris Hine on for a while. It's Orchestral Brass Complete and Orchestral Brass Compact. Best Service are distributing this one, and you've got a contact instrument which is three trumpets, three trombones and three French horns. Now these are all orchestral brass, and you've got a huge amount of dynamics and range here. In fact, the trombones almost go down to the range of the bass trombone, and all the instruments are very soft and very loud and everything in between. Also got some excellent portamento transitions there as well. Chris Hine has overhauled the pricing on a lot of his libraries, so you'll find a lot of those libraries like the winds and the old horns, you know, the saxophone, that sort of thing. Everything's a lot cheaper than it used to be, so definitely worth checking out at Best Service. This is a snippet of one of the official demos. The final cinematic ambient drone pack that we've got for you is Photosynthesis Volume 4 Realms. This is distributed by Audio Imperia, and again it's on Contact, the full version there. With this you're looking at the ambient side of cinematic music, with mostly bowed metallic sounds as the sources, so groans and screeches, but you've also got some really nice sort of angelic, sparkly top end sounds as well. This particular pack, great for scoring horror. You're going to get some real good shocks and suspense sounds out of this. There's something else worth mentioning about this pack. It's actually based on a free and open source photosynthesis engine that was developed last year, and that anyone can create to use their own sounds or even develop their own commercial libraries. There's been a lot of downloads of this, over 1300 to date, and you can get that from www.exoticstates.com. So that's worth checking out if you want to create your own instruments and get into that sound design world. This track by Jeremiah Penner uses only sounds from Photosynthesis Realms. Thanks for listening to this podcast from The Samplecast. There'll be a new show every week, so please subscribe, review and rate us too if you can. To see any of the products in the show in action, head to the video version of The Samplecast on YouTube. See you next week.